My name is Samantha Quinton. I am 16 years old, and today is December 17, 2018. I'm speaking with Brian, who is my dad. I chose him because I look up to him and I want to know more about his life. We are recording this interview in Bakersfield, California. When were you born?
I was born in September 11th, 1973.
Where were you born?
I was born in Palm Springs, California.
How was your childhood?
My childhood was great. I feel like I grew up like any other child. I lived at home with my family. I had one younger brother and numerous friends that I hung out with.
The Cold War started in 1945 and ended in 1991. Do you remember anything that was going on during that time?
I remember when President Reagan announced to go Gorbachev to take down this wall. And then in 1989, the wall was taken down and removed, and the East and West Germany were now united.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a policeman like my dad was. He was a deputy sheriff for Riverside County.
What age were you when you decided to go into the military?
I don't remember my exact age, but it was 1989 and I was still in high school.
What was your family's reaction to this decision?
They didn't like the idea. They were scared that that was a bad decision.
What branch did you decide to go into?
I enlisted into the United States Air Force.
What made you join the Air Force?
In 1989, my friend Tony Blaza and I had initiated the Air Force Junior ROTC at Bakersfield High School, and we really pushed for the program to get started. It started up, and I really learned about the camaraderie, the honor and respect that the military had to offer.
Can you explain some things you did in boot camp?
In boot camp, we did a lot of drill. Drill is marching in formation. So we would march in the middle of a running track and they would give us commands and we all had to do it at once. So if we all messed up, or if one person messed up, we all messed up, and we'd end up having to do push-ups until we got it right. Drill could last from an hour to all day, depending on how well we did.
What year did you go into the Air Force?
I enlisted in the Air Force in 1993.
What was the first few months of service like?
The first few months were difficult because I was away from home. I was in San Antonio, Texas at Lackland Air Force Base for my initial boot camp. I stayed there for M60 school. I then went to Fort Dix, New Jersey for Air Base Ground Defense and then on to England at RAF Lakenheath for my first duty assignment. So it was hard being away from family and friends.
How did you stay in touch with friends and family back home?
Mostly through writing mail. I'd take a phone call, but mostly mail.
What are some countries you've been to?
I've been to England, Germany, France, South Korea, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Turkey.
What war or wars did you fight in?
I enlisted in 1993 and in 1991 it was Gulf War. So I was in operation of Gulf War and that was it.
What year did you get out of the Air Force?
1997.
What was the first thing you did when you got home?
First thing I did when I got home is hung out with my friends and told them stories about how military life was. And then I asked my wife to marry me.
Did you get a job when you got back into the when you got back home from the Air Force?
Yes, I got a job with Tulare County Sheriff's Department as a deputy sheriff. I worked for 5 years.
What is your job now?
I'm a manager for a healthcare company in respiratory therapy.
What are some things you have in this generation that you wish you had back then?
I wish we would have had the internet like we had back then. It's much faster. It's always something we can refer to. Back then, I remember referring to dictionaries and encyclopedias, which was time consuming.
Can you tell me important lessons that you learned in life?
You start off at the bottom and you work your way up. The bottom's and the top is hard regardless. Just never give up and keep plugging on. Always try your best even though somebody's not watching.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a good husband and a great dad to my kids.
Thank you for doing this interview with me.
Thank you.